Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we check in with Bob Fessler, head coach of the Pella Boys golf team, as we are on the heels of the postseason. Coming up next week, they've got the Little Hawkeye Conference finale and then the 3A golf sectional at Pine Knolls in Knoxville. And since you and I talked in person, we had some of your athletes on at the Dutch Masters tournament. You have been very busy. Your guys have been incredibly busy over the course of the last 3 weeks between then and now. First of all, what have you seen? It seems like you've had some guys with some illness and some injury. You've seen just about every contender in Central and Eastern Iowa. Your thoughts about this 3 week stretch heading into the postseason?
Well, first of all, thank you, Andrew, for having me on. And yes, you're exactly right. It's been quite a ride for the last 3 weeks. I think there's been times we've played very well when we've been healthy. I think there's times where we've kind of felt like we might have been overmatched, whether it was by a course or just how we played that day. But now that we seem to be rounding back into a spot where we're getting healthy, and again, we're still playing really good teams, we seem to be kind of finding our groove again. You know, over the course of a season, there are the highs and lows. You just got to ride through them and keep positive mindsets and just keep pushing. And I think we're stepping through on the other side now, especially after our competition today.
Yeah, and most recently you were at Clear Lake. That was earlier today as we're recording this. And maybe that final salvo and that real final tune-up before you have your postseason matches next week and an opportunity to see some out-of-state teams that play well. And obviously a lot of those up in Northeast Iowa that you don't see as much, although you've had some competitions with them at different points. And a lot of them came down, in fact, to the Dutch Masters. But it felt like a really strong way to end the regular season portion of the calendar.
I would agree 100%. And you know, we take the approach that we want to be challenged. We want to find out where we're at. I think the season has really shown us that. Today, with the challenge of going north up to Mason City Country Club and playing there, was a real good challenge. And a couple of teams that have kind of bested us in the last couple of weeks, we were able to kind of knock them off today in a real close, you know, tight match. But it's always good to kind of get your confidence back, and when everybody's back playing together, and we feel like we're headed in the right direction and excited moving forward for Monday and the Little Hawkeye Conference finale, and then of course on to our sectional.
Here with Bob Fessler, head coach of the Pella Boys golf team. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we check in right before the postseason begins. And through this kind of roster shuffle that you've had due to some illness and injury, a lot of faces that we talked about in the preseason that could make contributions did a pretty solid job, coach, of keeping the ship afloat. How exciting is that to see that depth and that experience really paid off in that inner squad competition and a lot of guys, including some freshmen and sophomores, that really made a big impact?
That is such a great point, Andrew. I would have to say this is probably the deepest team I've had in the last 10 to 12 years. And we have had kids step up when, you know, other kids might have been in a funk or sickness, as you mentioned. We've even had an injury. But overall, it's just nice to be able to have a qualifier in practice and put three or four kids out there maybe for a couple spots and have them fire really good scores and gain confidence and get into varsity matches, very much like you even suggested, sophomores and freshmen that have really stepped up even recently to contribute. That's such a great feeling as a coach to know that, you know, even though this year still has a lot of life to it, that we're going to be okay in the future knowing that we have younger kids that are putting in the time and really want to compete.
Well, and when you look here at your scores during that stretch, and I know a lot of them came with your healthy lineup, but I think the exciting portion now that we're to the postseason is we've seen flashes of a team that on some pretty tough courses have shot in the 310s range, and I know that that's a pretty magic number when it comes to being able to compete for postseason success. Just how excited are you at that prospect of having that opportunity to know that your guys can go really low, like at Oskaloosa, at Boss a couple of different times, which I know is their home course, but there have been some days here in the postseason I'm sure have you excited.
Absolutely. You know, it's nice to see your top players kind of again rounding into a place where they feel very confident. You know, a great example of that, just today we shoot 73, 75, 76, and 80. Those are going to carry a lot of weight through the postseason. So we're excited about that opportunity. I think there's, you know, without getting too far ahead of ourselves, we like the sectional that we're in, heading down to Knoxville. Barry always does a great job of not only being preparing his team, but also hosting. So we're excited about that, where we don't have to go too far. And hopefully we should advance, and then we take the trip up to Waverly and try to compete for the right to go to state. So it is an exciting time. Our kids are up to the challenge. I think we are now getting to that point where we just understand that we got to step it up. We got to keep working hard. But the excitement level truly is there for kind of the end of a really fun season.
One, you alluded to it, it starts with a sectional coming up Thursday and then traveling to Waverly Shell Rock for that opportunity to go to state. And before we open up the microphone, you mentioned that there will be some state-worthy teams that likely do not get there. So I guess, Coach, the question is, how do you make sure you're not one of those two or three that are left outside looking in?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that we've done is that we've really tried to play that competition that we feel we're up against. And I feel like we've competed with all the top teams in our state, and we've been beat by them and we've beaten them. So, I mean, I feel like we're right where we need to be. Our kids understand that the challenge is true and it is going to take our max and best efforts, but we've also been able to do that. So that's very encouraging. We have shot very good numbers on difficult courses against great teams. So that's very encouraging. And I think they understand that, you know, the time is now and that focus and attention needs to sharpen. And, you know, I just will put our best foot forward when the time comes.
And it should be a whole lot of fun. That's Bob Fessler, head coach of the Pella Boys golf team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee as we check in right before the postseason on Monday, heading to Newton for the Westwood Golf Course, and then later in the week headed to Pine Knolls in Knoxville Wednesday at 10 a.m. for the sectional meet to qualify to get in closer, one step closer to state at Waverly Shell Rock. Coach, as always, appreciate your time. All the best to you, and hopefully we're talking golf here in a couple weeks ahead of the state tournament up in Cedar Falls.
Thank you, Andrew. Much appreciated.